Message number 5, God's intention with Job, that a good man becomes a God man. Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and this man was perfect and upright. And he feared God and turned away from evil. 8. And Jehovah said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil." 2:3. And Jehovah said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil. And he still holds fast his integrity, though you have moved me against him to destroy him without cause." 9. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die." 27:5. "Far be it from me to declare you righteous. Until I die, I will not put away my integrity from me." 31:6. "Let him weigh me in a righteous balance, and let God know my integrity." 42:5. "I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you." 6. "Therefore, I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes." Roman numeral number 1. The Bible of 66 books is for only one thing, for God in Christ as the Spirit to dispense himself into us to be our life, our nature, and our everything, that we may live Christ and express Christ. Job 10:13. "But you have hidden these things in your heart. I know that this is with you." Ephesians 3:9. "And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things." 17. "That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith." Philippians 1:21. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." A. This should be the principle that governs our life. B. In a practical way, this should be today's tree of life for our enjoyment.